Proclamation number 764, dated the January 29th, 1939. Last Supper. The motto of your life should be, to serve the Lord in all things will be my constant endeavor. Single quote, and His blessing will be with you wherever you go. Now hear what is intended for you from the Father. The most holy sacrament of the altar was given by God, but its meaning will have to be understood wisely. You are now surrounded by a protective shield of spiritual friends who will keep everything that is wrong and misguided at bay, so that people may receive clarification through you about a question which has become a frequent matter of dispute. Over a period of time, people's correct thinking had been infiltrated by an entirely wrong point of view, which caused further conflicts and divided opinions. Without first having asked for consent from the Divine Lord and Savior, a directive was issued which contradicts the divine teaching. The living portrayal of the Holy Communion is always the acceptance of God's word in one's heart. Whoso eats my flesh, i.e., who receives my word with a hungry heart, and drinks my blood, i.e., who receives the truth with my word and lives by my word entirely truthfully, he receives me. And my words, this is my flesh, this is my blood. Single quote should be understood in this sense. Just as the human being needs bread for the well-being of his body, so the pure word of God is needed for the preservation of eternal life. And just as wine will give strength to the weak, so shall the truth from God strengthen the soul, providing it accepts it. And when it is said that the bread and wine are transformed into my flesh and blood, then the correct understanding of this should be that my word will bring me myself close to the person at the same time, if it is complied with, i.e., if it is eaten and drunk, and that, therefore, the human being accepts me myself with my word, because my word teaches love, and I myself am love. He who loves me will sincerely accept me in his heart, and thus will be filled at my table by my bread and my wine, by the word of truth and life. The meaning was in fact understood correctly. However, it was decided to ceremonially intensify the impression of my words, but then greater significance was given to the ceremony, so anyone not complying with it was declared to have lost all blessing. And thus the formality was observed first, but the deeper meaning became lost. Communion increasingly became a formality. Divine truth could no longer enter into people's hearts. In contrast, the ceremony has been preserved to this day, and the human being believes to have fulfilled his obligation sufficiently by approaching the Lord's altar with faith. But how can I take abode in a human being who has not changed himself to love first, who will not comply with my word and keep my commandments? Anyone who wants to receive me physically and spiritually and carry me in his heart is to eat my bread and drink my wine. He is to desire the bread of life as nourishment, which comes from heaven, and he has to drink the wine, the living truth, which flows to him who is thirsty. Only then will he eat my flesh and drink my blood, and he will live eternally, because then he is in me and I am in him. Only in this and no other way should the communion be understood which I inaugurated with the said words, but which you humans have interpreted at your own discretion without recognizing the deeper meaning of my words. The more eagerly you try to observe only the ceremony, and the more often you merely externally receive my bread and my wine, the less I will be present myself, and thus you will not receive me myself, but you will only be close to me in your imagination. Because I am only present where profound love for me expresses itself by fulfilling my commandments and living in accordance with my word. For he eats my flesh and drinks my blood who complies with my will and serves me, who bears witness to me before the word, he will truly be my disciple with whom I will take communion and whom I will fill, to whom I will give his share. He will be nourished by me and receive the bread from heaven in all eternity. Amen.